Kia ora, I'm Imogen and welcome to this breaking news episode of Newsable. And after the shocking events at the Westfield Mall in Bondi Junction, Sydney last night, police this morning named the offender as 40-year-old Queensland man Joel Couchy. Couchy stabbed multiple people with a knife. Six victims were killed during his stabbing spree and others remain in hospital. Many are in a serious but stable condition, and they include a nine-month-old baby whose mother, Ash Good, is among the dead. Couchy was shot dead at the scene by police. At a press conference, Assistant Commissioner Anthony Cook said police believed Couchy came to New South Wales in March.
We are and have spoken with his family, will continue to do so, and they are cooperating with us.
Five of the dead are women, but Cook said he would not speculate on whether gender was a factor in Couchy's offending.
As I had said last night, there is still, to this point, nothing that we have no information we have received, no evidence we have recovered, no intelligence that we have gathered that would suggest that this was driven by any particular motivation, ideology or otherwise. We know that the offender in the matter suffers from mental health.
Police are today going through a small storage unit rented by Couchy after he arrived in New South Wales. And Cook said police were proud of the senior officer, Amy Scott, who shot and killed Couchy at the scene. Scott is receiving all the support she requires. Cook said police are speaking to and supporting the families of the victims. Two appear to have no family in Australia. Thank you for listening to this breaking news episode of Newsable. I'm Imogen Wells. To keep up to date with all the latest news you need to know, make sure you're following Newsable wherever you get your podcasts.
This pod took time and resources to produce. Please support our mahi and visit staff.co.nz/support.